You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Vieira, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Sita Biggie on WWBC AM 1510, FM 94.7, FM 99.9, and FM 100.7. And our dial is WWBC. Welcome to everyone who is in the studio today and every single person who's tuning in online, on the radios, and who are going to be tuning into our podcast later on as well. Ellen, this is where you come in handy to tell everyone where they can download our show and how they can listen.
Yes, so if you go on the website at cdmediainc.com, you'll find the download button right there at the top, so you can get that. Of course, you can listen live there as well. If you're on your radio right now and you're looking for a way to view this or hear this on your computer, go to On Demand and you can download that information right there and hear us live. And of course, we're on three FM stations and our AM station as well.
And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being with me for almost 8 years. Sometimes we don't take the time to thank those around us who actually make an impact on our lives. Thank you very much.
And I thank you for making the impact in my life, because I've had a blast for the last 8 years.
We have Monday to thank Laura Cheeseman, who we're going to tell our audience about later, for ABWA.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how we met.
Exactly right.
But for our listeners who are tuning in, Viewpoint with Sita and Friends is a very fun entertainment and fun goes hand in hand, but our show is very informative, very educational, and we give out very valuable information to our listeners here in Brevard and all over the United States as well as all over the world.
And I want to add one more spot. We've got a great Facebook page as well that has all of the articles as well as all the downloads.
You know, I forget, I can't keep up with myself. So I forget how many Facebook pages I have as well. But you know what? Every day I wake up, Ellen, I say, thank God for another day. What can I do today to make the life of citizens in the United States as well as around the world and my family and my friends a better life? Like, what can I do as a human being? Because, you know, we all know that in order to make a difference in anyone's life, you have to change your own behavior first. You really can't fix anything until you change your own life. And I think our show, with all the social issues we've discussed the last couple of years, from homelessness to feeding the children at schools, gun violence, whatever it is, we have made an impact. And speaking about gun violence, Luisa, I know they said don't say thoughts and prayers anymore, but I'm an optimist. And I do believe in prayer, and I do believe that collectively the good people in the United States will find common ground to have common sense reforms for what's happening with the gun violence. We all saw what happened in Ohio while we were sleeping. That one happened,
right?
And then there was in El Paso, Texas. We saw so many Americans passed away at the hands of, some people are saying mental illness, some people are saying it's video games, some are saying that it's just the easy access to guns. Whatever it is, people, you see something, say something.
That's right. And El Paso, I don't know if you've ever been to El Paso or not, but I think every law enforcement agency can respond to El Paso in like a really quick amount of time. So I am so surprised, because there's a very low crime rate in El Paso, Texas. So I was so shocked to hear that particular city had it, because they've got the Rangers, they've got Fort Bliss, which is right there. So, you know, not to mention the local police and so forth. They had a deluge of law enforcement that was there very quickly to respond to that.
I was
so shocked that it happened in that town.
Well, I wasn't shocked. You know, unfortunately, this has been happening, year after year. We see what happened in Aurora. We saw Columbine. We just saw what happened in right here in Parkland. Then we saw the one in Orlando. And I think it's going to happen again. I pray that it doesn't. But I think when we elect people into office, we have to understand that just like freedom of speech comes with a responsibility, the freedom of owning a gun comes with a responsibility. Why the heck does someone need 100 rounds and a gun to shoot a duck or shoot an animal? We should protect the Second Amendment. It's a right to bear arms. But at the same time, if you are selling ammunition and someone walks into your store and buys 100 rounds, say to him, does your mother know about this? You know, because I always said that if you want to change the way we sell guns, ask family members, should your brother, sister, cousin, auntie own a gun?
That's right.
Because family members will tell you the truth. They'll tell you, oh, my brother's a hothead. My sister's too nervous. She'll shoot herself in the foot. Whatever, you know. But anyways, so, well, we have an action-packed studio today. Right next to me is, we have, I almost said Neil Gorsuch. We have Trina Gorsuch is next to me, sitting next to me. And she is with First Wave Financial. And I forgot what you do with First Wave.
I am the business development and marketing manager.
Yeah, yeah, you market for Laura Cheeseman. Yes. And then we have Dr. Francis Oglesby, who is here. Dr. Joni Francis Oglesby.
Sure, just call me Joni.
Joni is here, and she works at United Way.
I do. Okay. I'm having a blast.
And she's going to tell us how she ended up with a job over there pretty soon. And then my friend Lynette asked me yesterday if she could come by and join us on set. She just wanted to get out and have some fun with us. And Lynette teaches at Eastern Florida, and she's also a good friend of mine, and she's a good buddy to go on a road trip with. So welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And then we have my good friend, Laura Cheeseman, who's responsible. You're responsible for so many wonderful things in my life.
Oh,
you're the president of First Wave Financial, and you're also the chair this year for United Way. Thank you for coming on the show and supporting us as well.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here to talk about all that.
Yeah, I feel like such experience in the studio today. Woman power, right? We're going to have such a good time. So we're going to start off the show today, Ellen, by... First, can you just tell our listeners how are our downloads going on iTunes?
So iTunes is still a little rocky right now, but we had been getting up to 2,000 downloads a week on iTunes. So right now we're a little, unfortunately, we probably need another week before that's going to be up and running again, just to have it automatic. But right now we're still got the downloads going on the website, which is still over 2,000, well over 2,000, like in the 2,500 mark.
We're getting a lot of hits on the site.
Exactly right. And on Facebook too, which I was quite surprised. I didn't think that but the website and the Facebook page are kind of hand in hand.
Well, thank you for your honesty and your integrity there, Ms. Ellen.
Yes, absolutely.
We will get it fixed.
We absolutely.
We always do.
Yeah, technology is always a fickle little... Yeah. Fickle little thing sometimes.
So for our listeners who are tuning in today to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, Laura Cheeseman, the reason why I said she made such an impact on my life, I met Laura through an organization called the American Business Women's Association, and Ellen was there giving a speech about social media, and that's where Ellen and I met. And we also had a friend, Michael Everett, that we always have to say give a shout out to Michael for hooking Ellen and I up. He tried for months. And it finally happened through ABWA. So we're going to ask Laura to tell us a little bit about herself and how she got involved with fundraising for United Way.
Great. Well, thank you. My company has been involved with United Way and giving through United Way for many, many years. Even the company we sprang out of 25 or so years, almost 25 years ago, began giving to United Way probably from the beginning. And so I started way back then just giving from the paycheck, like we do. We had a good office and company campaign every year, and we were encouraged and enthusiastically asked to give. So I learned a lot about it. I thought I knew a lot about it back then. And over the years, we've continued that. We have a really active campaign in our office, and our team gets very involved. So that's how it went for many, many years, a couple decades, and just that level of involvement and a little bit of rah-rah from the side. And last year, a good friend of mine, Debbie Good, with Carriggs & Ingram, CPA firm in Melbourne, was the campaign chair last year, and she invited me to be on one of her committees, and I helped put together an event that we did last year. It was a Sunday fun day, and it was a big family event in support of United Way and really to get the word out to the community. So I helped with that, and I guess I did some good things because next thing I know, I was invited to lunch with Debbie and Joni and Rob Raines, and there's a joke in the community that if you go to lunch with Rob and Joni, you might get a job. So they invited me to think about being the campaign chair for 2019. And, you know, all jokes aside, it was something I had to put some thought into. It's a big responsibility. It's a lot of fun, but it takes some guts to jump in and do that. So I did think seriously about it, and for me it felt like the best way to make the biggest impact, you know, for one person to jump in and give their efforts and bring the community together and help with that effort on behalf of this great organization. So I'm really excited to do it.
Well, I think Tom prepared you very well to take over First Way Financial. Mm-hmm. And I think from all of that, it stemmed right into this. It just led into this.
That's true.
Because I remember when he came on the show with you, he talked about leadership and what it takes to be a leader, and how excited he was when you bought, I think you own First Way Financial.
Yes.
Yeah. And we talked about that. So I think it just led right into it.
Yeah.
You do have terrific leadership skills.
Thank you.
I think it's sometimes not how people say things. On what they say, it's the message that they're trying to convey to someone, and you've done that very well with all of us.
Thank you.
You know, so, and then we have my good friend, Dr. Joni Frances Oglesby, and we met in Publix at a parking lot, and I was so interested in all that she does. She at that time, I think you were at FIT.
I may have been.
You have been. You were. And now you're doing what? Vice President for Resources?
Resource Development.
Resource Development mm-hmm. at United Way.
Absolutely.
So your bio is extensive. So I'm just going to have you tell our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends about yourself.
Oh,
and
my.
How did you come in contact with the lunch with the four people, you and Debbie and Laura and Mr. Rains? And here you are. She's doing the whole head honcho.
Here I am. Well, I my first job here in Brevard County back in 87, I was at JCPenney in Melbourne Square Mall, and I did all the store displays. Can you imagine? I dressed mannequins for a living. That was so much fun. And then from there, I transitioned to Brevard Community College, now Eastern Florida State College, where I when I left, I was Associate Vice President for Human Resources. But that gave me an opportunity to get involved in the community, and I just fell in love with working in the community and giving back to a community that has just, you know, welcomed me and just hugged me and my family the whole time. Once I got to Florida Institute of Technology, Dr. Katniss and Dr. McKay were so supportive in allowing me to work in the community. I served on several boards, and they never said, hey, Joni, you know, is this getting too much in the way of your job? No, because it was part of who I was, and they accepted me, and so that was really cool. I became friends with Rob Rains, president of Our United Way. And if you're on Facebook, look up Rob Rains, because you'll learn all about United Way through his Facebook page. Oh, my goodness. He's always on Facebook. He does so much in the community. If there's an event, he's there representing United Way. And he lives and sleeps and breathes United Way. And I just liked that. And when I retired from FIT in January of 2018, I went up to go volunteer at United Way, and they said, you know, hey, you have volunteered on a community impact allocation panel. You have been a loaned leader, and you have been your employer's employee campaign manager. And we have an opening. Would you like to get paid? And I thought, well, mama didn't raise no fool. Okay, sure. So now I'm living the dream, and I get to go out and raise money for organizations that are providing that safety net to Brevard County.
Right. And the thing is, United Way, it's not just helpful to a community. It really is crucial when you think about it for all that they do and what you all support.
Absolutely.
So thank you for doing that, because I know you all partner up with so many other places, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. And Trina, how did you get involved? She looks so young. Whatever she's using on her skin, we want it.
I'd say she's officially the young one in the room.
Yeah.
But yes. Powerful.
Yes. So I've worked at First Way for about 3 years, and I work with Laura, and I support her in all business development, marketing, and her day-to-day things. And as you know, she's a very impactful woman and involved in a lot of different areas.
And she knows how to plan parties. That's why she got that job. She must have done so well on the one she did.
And I'm also a party planner.
Yes.
I was going to say, I don't want to take credit for the parties with Trina sitting here.
Yes. So I've had the opportunity to be at First Way, which is wonderful. And I actually met Joni first. I worked at First our Florida Institute of Technology a few years ago, and actually got my MBA there, and I met Joni, and it's really amazing that our lives crossed again, And when I heard we had the opportunity to be part of the United Way and Joni was on the team, I said, Laura, oh, I know Joni. I love her. We got to do this.
I love you too, Trina.
Yeah. And, you know.
It's a love fest.
Yes. And so we reconnected, and it was very exciting to be part of that. And Joni and I had the opportunity to go to the United Way conference in Canada and really submerge ourselves into the United Way culture. And although Joni had been with United Way a long time, it was new for me, so I got to learn a lot about the impact that it has, not only just for Brevard, but globally.
All right.
So,
well, in order to have a good life, everybody wants one thing, right? A good education and an opportunity.
That's right.
And United Way promotes that, right? And that's why my good friend Lynette comes in handy, because you also are in education. You understand what it is to give back to the community through education and opportunity as well.
Absolutely.
And so tell our listeners a little bit about what you do at Eastern Florida.
I teach medical terminology and introduction to healthcare. And those are the primary courses that I teach for anybody that's going into allied health.
See, I tell you, it's just woman power today. So, Laura, tell us a little bit about what exactly does United Way do?
Well, I will tell a little bit, and then I'll probably pass the mic to Joni on that. But they support and partner with agencies, and then also have their own programs that they fully support and create and run with their staff. And they do an amazing amount of work with a staff of how many people, Joni, and our United Way in Brevard?
In our United Way main office, there's about 18 or 19 of us. Mm-hmm.
And it's just incredible what gets done. So there are what are known as direct programs, mm-hmm. and then there's programs where they provide funding through to, for instance, like the Women's Center. That's its own agency, and United Way fundraising promotes or supports several programs through the Women's Center. And on the other side, there's like the summer reading program that you mentioned. That's a United Way program that they start and fully fund and promote and support through the community.
Right.
So two different ways, and it's either giving to and giving through. United Way is the way we talk about it. So it supports everything from, you know, children, early childhood, babies, through, you know, women in need, families in need. There's a big list, and we can talk as we go forward about some visits that I and Trina also have gone and visited some of the agencies and seen.
And how thankful people are. No, while I was preparing for the show, one of the things I noticed was we always talk about the needs, but there are needs that are met, and then there are needs that are not met. So I think, well, that's where we'll have our friend Joni come in and talk to us about the needs that are not met in the community and how United Way plays a part in that.
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely. You know, while most nonprofits focus on a single issue or a group, our United Way tackles problems facing our community as a whole. And so when we tackle them together, we achieve greater results. And that's why we support a broad range of safety net services and invest in programs that keep people from reaching crisis points. We address our community's most basic needs, helping individuals and families find a sense of stability. And yes, we do have tons of success stories, and I'm so proud of those. But yes, there are unmet needs. Let me tell you about one. Aging Matters in Brevard. A lot of people think of them as Meals on Wheels. They have several other programs, but that's the one that comes to everyone's mind. So as I was talking to the leadership there, and they were telling me that they have such a great need. They need drivers. They need volunteers. And many people think, oh, you know, I don't have the time to devote, because I'll have to have a regular schedule, et cetera. But they can use you for as much as 1 hour a week, you know, one day a week, 1 hour a week. That'll feed 7 to 12 seniors. That could be up to 15 meals, depending on how many people are in the home that are receiving those meals. That's so important. And the need is greatest in Palm Bay and then second in Titusville. And they also have what they're looking for, what they call superhero volunteers. These are volunteers who say, you know, you can put me on call. So if a regular driver calls out sick or can't come in for whatever reason, then this superhero volunteer will take that person's route. Because right now they've got the people in the offices go in, they do their work, and then they go fill up their cars and they are running out and they're delivering food. Because, I mean, the thought of someone going without food is just unbearable. So they're out there doing what they can, but there is a huge waiting list. So they're looking for people. That's just one unmet need from the over 40 agencies and over 60 programs that we supported with Your United.
Right, and nowadays with the way we have our maps on our phones,
yes,
directions are so easy. It used to be in the past, people would say, well, I can't find a location, right? But, well, Lynette comes in handy with that. She knows how to find an address. But the thing is, it really and truly, if someone is retired or even if you're working 3 or 4 days a week, an hour a month or, you know, a couple hours a month, it really, when you think about the impact you'll have on someone's life, we all talk about health insurance and affordable housing and homelessness and, you know, how to teach people to be responsible for their families and stuff. But it goes one step beyond that, too. Actions speak louder than words, I think.
And absolutely.
I think that's what you're saying, not just... you know, businesses, we have people that we pay them to do a good job and they have benefits and there's a parking lot to park your car when you get there and all that. But I love what the business leaders have done in Brevard. They've taken it one step further and say, then what? What can our businesses do to partner up with the community and meet the needs? And I like what you're saying about volunteering. So if someone wants to volunteer on United Way, give them the website. Maybe... Trina, you could do that. You have the website for United Way of Bravado. Should it just?
Ooh, I do.
You do. I figured this young child might have it, but
yeah. So if you want to volunteer, just go to our United Way website, uwbrevard.org, and just go straight to the volunteer tab, and you can select where you want to volunteer. We need you. Brevard County needs you. Your neighbors need you.
Right. So when was United Way formed, Laura? Because, I mean, we have so many charities in Brevard. And we have so many people that don't really follow what people are doing for the good of the community. But United Way, from what I understand, is it's been around forever. And it was started by business owners who actually wanted to do something for the community.
Right. Well, United Way here in Brevard started in 1957. Mm-hmm.
Before I was born.
Before I was born. Before Trina was born, for sure. No comment from this side.
I plead the fifth.
Yes. But nationwide, it started out actually in the Denver area, so even 100 years before that, 1887, and it was really formed it was called the Charity Organization Society, and then developed more fully in the 20s and 30s and 40s. Through really just business leaders and labor leaders coming together and pooling resources and understanding that these communities needed a foundation to support the people who are living in their communities and the people working for them.
Right, and I wonder where this idea of matching funds came from, because we all have driven by on US-1 and we've seen the big thermometer right outside the Florida Today building. Well, they don't have it anymore. But when I saw that, I always thought, match the fund. If you give 50, somebody else is going to give 50. You give 100, somebody's going to... How did that come about? Maybe whoever wants to answer it.
Joni's ready to go.
She could be here for 5 hours talking about United Way.
I love our United Way so much. I could talk about it for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah, so tell us about that.
Okay, so, you know, we encourage all of our partner agencies to go out and apply for matching funds. And so now everybody doesn't receive a matching fund. You know, it's a very competitive process, but when they do, woohoo, you know, it's a great thing. So it can be a 1-to-1 match, a 2-to-1 match, 3-to-1 match. But then we have one organization, the Early Learning Coalition. They were actually able to find a 16-to-1 match. Can you imagine? You give $1 and that turns into $17.
That's
awesome.
Oh my God.
That is amazing.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
OMG with an exclamation mark.
So, on average, when you take all of the matching funds, you give a dollar, it comes back as $3. That's a $21 million impact in our community. You raised, through your donations, over $6 million last year. $6 million. And because of those matching funds and the volunteerism, et cetera, it turns into a $21 million impact. That is so important for our community.
Right, and it's so nice to focus on the positive, right?
Yes.
Because we've seen where United Way have teamed up with the Brevard Public Schools on an initiative to promote the importance of reading. And when kids do well, their families thrive. And then the kids do well in life, too. But it all starts with that, with reading. I think it does.
It really
does. How did that come about, this summer reading program? And United Way plays such a big role in that.
Yeah, I know it's a big passion of a lot of the people involved with United Way. Rob's got some great statistics, Rob Raines, about the impact that reading level in third grade has on future needs for prison beds in a community. And that, what's his saying, if they're learning to
okay,
read...
Okay, so from when they start to read up until the third grade, they're learning to read. And from third grade and beyond, they're reading to learn. And that's why it's so important to have that third grade reading proficiency. And yes, it really shocked me to find out that they determine how many prison beds they're going to need in the future based on that third grade reading proficiency.
Yeah. So having the support and the programs in place to bolster what families may or may not be able to bring to the table for their kids. They may just not have books around or understand or how important it is. And there's several programs, but the Mayan program is a computer-based, a little tablet-based, and they've got thousands of books they can check out. And I think they do little rewards to them for meeting certain goals. They have an ice cream party for them after the summer.
And really Lynette, you and I have talked about this as well, the importance of parents reading with their children, not just handing the child a book and saying, go ahead and read, but the actual act of both people reading with the child.
And having a discussion about the book. That's really important because starting that discussion and bringing out the love of reading and that family time together, I really think it pulls the family unit closer together.
Yeah. Well, I think Paul says, how much time do we have on this segment? About a minute. So with that minute, I'll just have Dr. Oglesby once more tell us the phone number or the website for someone who wants to volunteer on United Way. Maybe somebody wants to tell their business about it. Maybe we have a business that's listening and would like to see what can they do with their employees. And while we're on air, maybe they can come up with a plan to donate, get matching funds, and do something constructive to help the community as well. And that's unitedway.com, Brevard, is that it?
It's uwbrevard.org. And the phone number is 321-631-2740.
All right, so that's where Ellen comes in handy now. She'll give us a little break so
yeah,
we can catch our breath.
That's right, and we're going to listen to our sponsors real quickly. So tune in right back about 10 minutes.
Portions of Viewpoint with Sita and Friends is sponsored by the friends and family of Sita Begee, author of 18 Brothers and Sisters, and founder of Simply Sita Skincare, and these great sponsors. Portions of Sita and Friends is brought to you by Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture Store inside the Merritt Square Mall at the Sears Wing. Save big on furniture working with a flexible family-owned store with all the brands you love. From Ashley, Serta, Coaster, Enso, and more. Brand new, warranties as well, and delivery and haulaway available at a fraction of the cost of most stores and delivered in 7 to 10 days. Free, no credit checking and financing, and free interior design. The owner, Scott Palmer, has been in the mattress and furniture business for over 30 years, and Cloud 9 has been serving Central Florida for 7 years now. Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture Store, available at 321-459-2473. Again, call them 321-459-2473 or visit them on the web at cloud9furniture.com. When you need medical care and need it fast, MedFast Urgent Care is faster and less expensive than emergency rooms. MedFast is open 7 days a week, now with 8 locations serving Brevard County. So if you have an emergency, need a physical, or when your doctor is unavailable, with 8 locations, MedFast offers top quality care that is close by and the number is easy to remember. That is 321-MEDFAST. You just call 321-MEDFAST. No one wants to wait in an emergency room for hours and get even sicker when you get the high bill. What you want is medical care fast. That's why you call MedFast, where most patients are seen and treated in less than an hour. MedFast Urgent Care opens 7 days a week with the convenience of 8 locations serving Brevard County. So when you need medical care fast, call 321-MEDFAST. MedFast. Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Choctaw Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With three locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County. Contact Choctaw Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345. Located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne, that's Choctaw Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff, that's JOTKOFF.com. Call the professionals at Choctaw Financial Group today.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Each week on a Monday from 1 to 2, my good friend Ellen Little and I sit down in the studio and we chat with people from all over Brevard and actually all over the world. We've even had a monk call in from Toronto to talk about mindfulness and peacefulness and how to make the world a better place. We've had people call in from Australia, and pretty soon I'm going to have somebody who wants to call in from China and talk about business and business opportunities. People are finding me on the web, Ellen, and I think it's a great thing, isn't it? Yes, and Ellen is busy on the computer trying to put stuff on our website about
I'm putting all of the financial and
everything else.
Everything's being uploaded as we speak, so you're getting everything fresh and new.
Right, and so I want to thank our good friend Laura Cheeseman for being in studio with us. Also, Trina Gorsuch is here, Dr. Francis Oglesby is here, and Lynette Fodor is here. Everybody's here. Everyone is here with us in the studio. But before we go back into the discussion about United Way and all the great things they're doing in Brevard, I just want to thank Laura for sponsoring today's show. And it's sponsored by First Wave Financial. And Laura, I like what you say. The most important thing about goals is having one. You quote that from someone. Jeffrey, I don't know who it is, but it's on your website and I like it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because it's so true to have goals.
Right.
And it goes right into why people should have not just physical goals and professional goals, but financial goals as well. And you help people to take their money, put it together, save, and you show them ways to invest. So tell us, before we go back into United Way, what exactly, how do you design a plan for someone who comes to you for at First Wave Financial?
Thank you. Yeah, our mission really at First Wave is to help people that we care about live great lives, the lives they dream about. And they come to us from all different stages and ages. But we work with, you know, a lot of successful families and businesses in Brevard County, and everybody's situation is individual. So we provide a customized service for them. We have great processes and great resources that we bring to the table, and then we start really with what's important about money to them and take it from there. And it's a really wonderful company, a wonderful business, and we have great clients that we have worked with for many, many years. And the plan really begins, as I said, with what's important to them, and we build a financial plan along with some other information that we bring that they bring to the table.
You bring peace and stability.
Well, our goal is that they have peace of mind,
yeah,
and live the life that they've envisioned for themselves, and try to help them take that last mile and really get what they want out of the rest of their life.
Worry-free. And I would say, Trina, I've seen where Laura's talked before about the SMART goals. Mm-hmm. And how can you quickly tell our listeners about the five, is it five or six?
Oh, boy.
Is it specific, measurable, achievable? And what's the other two?
Realistic and time.
Time.
Yeah, and you know, if you expand on those five, they really are so important, because a lot of people invest in their 401ks at work, but they don't really know where the money's going. Mm-hmm. But I think they have to sit down with somebody like you and they say, hey, I've got this much. You can tell them what you're doing with it.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people we know that they say, oh, the stock market is doing good, and you say, oh, really? And who are you investing with? Well, I don't know, but my financial planner would know.
Right.
You know, I find that kind of weird sometimes, because I've been in that situation too, where someone would say, well, the market's doing really good. And then you say, yeah. And then you say to yourself, well, which stocks am I investing in? I really don't know. What do you say to somebody like that? I mean, I guess you sit down with your financial plan and see where your portfolio is at.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Well, there's, you know, where to put your money, what to do with it, how much do you need to save, what are you going to need to live for the rest of your life is really the a kind of
a table
framework.
Yes.
And it's going to take all sorts of different directions depending on that situation. So, you know, oftentimes there'll be a one question someone wants to know, what should I do with this life insurance policy? Or do I need a trust or a will? And those are all great questions that the answer to which is going to depend on the context of your own specific situation. So we don't take, we might take these calls, we don't really answer specifically to someone, hey, what should I do with my life insurance? Well, we need to know more. Tell me a little bit more. We need to sit down and really look at the full situation.
Laura, why do you think so many families shy away from talking about financial literacy? I mean, I know in my family, that was something, like, I knew what the word overdraft was when I was 2 years old. My father had a shop, and we knew where he went to buy goods, and he would say to us if we wanted to take a candy or a soda, or sometimes we would want the really nice store-bought cake, and he would say, you know, don't put me into overdraft. And we would say, how so? And then he'll explain profit and loss and why he needs to sell. You know, he buys the cake for 10 cents, but he's going to sell it for the customer for 25 cents. And he would explain to us that 15 cents and how then he will go into, well, I have so many kids and I have to pay lights, water, give you food and this and that. But I mean, it's simple things that parents say and do, and you do learn by it. But I find a lot of people are not taught what a credit report is, how to save, why not to open a credit card if you don't have a good job, why not to buy, and how to live the life you can afford.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is fear-based. It's sort of the great uncharted territory, the only one we have left. Everybody talks about every other thing you can think of from, you know, sex to used to be the taboo topic, and that's not taboo anymore, but money is really, in a family situation, seems to be the last area of discomfort. And I think it's privacy. The generation that raised us was very close to the vest about their money. They don't want to say too much and either disincentivize their children or make them be fearful because there might not be enough. So on either side, there's a reason not to talk about it. Too much or not enough. So there's always conflicts there, but I think you can start with basic information about money in general, about living off 80% of what you make and saving 10% and giving away 10%. You know, basic concepts like that, even with very young children, can start the thought process and make them comfortable about money as they get older.
And Jody, don't you think that even if you go to the grocery store and your children want a certain item, you could teach them right there? I think everything is a teachable moment. And you could explain to them why we can't afford this, but we can afford this because we have to have money for this, this, and this at home.
You mean to not use what my mother said, to say, no, you can't have it because you don't have a job?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that brings the point home.
That does bring the point home. But yeah, it is a teachable moment. And, you know, it's a great opportunity for parents to interact with their children and to teach them and prepare them for the world that they're going to be, that they're going to inherit from us. So.
Yeah. And I think everyone should look at webpage, your website for First Way Financial. It tells pretty much everything, how to contact you all, mm-hmm. all the issues. I like your newsletter, what it talks about as well. And you are trying. The thing is, you, like all of us, we all came from somewhere, and we made something of ourselves by listening to the advice of the elderly and people who came before us. And somehow I think your mother played a hand in that, Laura. She's still working at her age, and she still has her nonprofit. And it's really leading by example and living by example as well.
Yeah.
And some of us choose to watch, listen, and learn, and some don't. Right.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So and talking about that now. So you with First Way Financial, you decided to jump into helping with United Way, and a lot of us always hear about United Way partnering up with businesses. So how does a business who wants to partner with United Way, or maybe there's something called the legacy of giving as well, where people can repeat giving. Maybe Joni can talk to us about that.
Sure.
You're well prepared, and I know you can tell us, because, you know, we have had other charities that came on from Hospice of St. Francis or different ones, and people do give on a monthly basis,
mm-hmm.
or they find other people too. So I want United Way to tell us how you all do it as well.
Well, thank you for this opportunity. Yes, you know, our greatest source of income is through workplace giving. And so you just do it through payroll deduction. It doesn't even hurt because you don't miss the money because you never had the money in your hand. And that is where we get the lion's share of our money. But then
and how much do they do? Is there a specific amount that an employee has to contribute?
No. We'll take your 50 cents. We hope for more. But because the need is great. And it's tax deductible. So let it go through your payroll deduction, and you help yourself and you help your community. So it's really a great, great resource. And we can do it with paper pledges where you fill out the document, and then someone in HR enters it into the computer. But now we also have ePledge, where our United Way representative will work with your payroll and HR folks, and then they'll set it up. And your employees will get an invitation in their email that says, hey, you know, it's United Way time, and they'll click on the link, and then they can go ahead and do their pledge online. It's a lot more accurate because I may not know if you've written a 7 or a 1, but if you're typing it in yourself, then we know we've got the exact amount. And it's so easy. And the next year when it's United Way time again, you can see what you gave last year, so that if your company says, hey, we're going to give an award to people who give $5 more than they gave last year. So now you can just click and see what you gave last year, and you're able to update it. So
yes,
it's really convenient.
And Trina, you being the youngest one in the room, right?
Right.
How do we get more young people involved in volunteering, in giving, and understanding the satisfaction you receive in your heart from looking at your paycheck and saying, wow, I did give, you know, $100 to United Way this year, or I give $500. I mean, how do you get more people involved in doing that?
I think just like awareness of it. You know, I've been giving to United Way through my employers through the years, you know, both at First Wave, but in other employers too. And I think they made it convenient. They made it easy. And the employers I've had that did not have it set up, I didn't give. And it was just simply a matter, it just wasn't there. So I think that's like huge, you know, to have companies, more companies. I don't know why not every company does it, because it's so easy to get involved. But it wasn't until this year when I had the opportunity to come help out and actually see these agencies firsthand to know the impact of that dollar. You know, those dollars represent people and people that were impacted in a positive way. And I think, you know, my generation, the millennials, you know, are really about purpose and having like a purpose for our life and making an impact in our community. And I think if we have a way of connecting what's going on. I mean, I've lived here my whole life. I was born here in Brevard, and I didn't know about many of these agencies. And I was surprised because I've given and my time volunteered in the past, but just never had the opportunity to learn about some of these things.
Well, and I have to say, I'm like you too. I've lived here so long, and what really catches my attention are the events. Mm. And so we have to talk about some of the upcoming events for the United Way, because a lot of people probably don't want to donate through their paychecks, or maybe they don't want to go online, but they will buy a ticket to an event. And I've seen where a lot of my friends will support. Like, I have this idea in my head, I should always buy 2 tickets to something. And like Laura, we've had these conversations before. Our husbands will chicken out last minute. And then we have a list of friends to pull from, right? But I mean, that is a really nice way of, number one, getting out into the community, giving back, and yes, supporting charities in town that really need your dollars. I mean, you're going to go out and eat anyways. Why not putting a few more bucks on attend a United Way or whatever it is you want event? And I see you're shaking your head. Anybody could address this one.
Well, you know, I want to mention one thing. We're talking about younger people and getting people involved. There's a great organization through United Way called Emerging Leaders, and that is made up and populated by a lot of young people who are in business in the community, and I've seen some great results. We have a couple of people in our office, Troy from our office, Trina's attended, and I think some other people have gone to some of their events. So they have... they get together, they get to network with each other, meet other motivated, giving-minded people of their age and stage of business. And they just finished a big campaign that group ran, which was raising, gathering donations of peanut butter and jelly to get kids who normally get some free meals at school, get them through the summer. And so they were shooting for 6,000 jars mm-hmm. of peanut butter and jelly, and they ended up raising 8,600 jars. And I think they probably said, stop.
so then what? So but, once you get all these peanut butter and jellies, because mm-hmm. you can't get the bread, they'll go bad. Is there like a warehouse or a place that everything is stored?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there's several outlets.
Mm-hmm. There are several places we took peanut butter and jelly. South Brevard Sharing Center, Central Brevard Sharing Center, North Brevard Sharing Center, the Women's Center.
So as you get the stuff in, you distribute.
Absolutely, because it needs to be in the bellies of people who are hungry, right. not sitting in a warehouse. And we were so fortunate that our partner agency said, yes, we can use them. We took them to shelters and we used part of it for the Feed and Read program that we have during the summer. Right. Where, you know, kids can come in and they can continue to learn how to read and keep that education flowing while they're getting a good meal. And so the peanut butter and jelly, that was such a great event. They raised 3,000 jars the first year, and now 8,600
that
jars.
That is amazing.
8,600
That's
jars.
Amazing. It
you
really
should have
is.
Seen my office. It was full of peanut butter and jelly.
So tell our
so
listeners.
So is mine.
So Laura, tell our listeners. We have about 10 minutes left, I think. Right, Ellen? 10? Yeah. So tell our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends today, what is a call to action today? What do, when you leave here today, or people who are tuning in, or even Lynette and I have some ideas in my head. Maybe we should team up and do something to help Unite Away as well. What can we do? Your call to action. What can we make an impact with right away here in Brevard?
Well, there's a couple of different ways. If you work for a company that does not have a campaign, or if you're a leader of a company who's not involved in United Way yet, reaching out to the team at United Way, call up and ask for Joni. She'll give you the lowdown on how to start that up in your company. And it is, I just want to say that United Way carries the load of that. You involve your team. You may have someone in your company who will team up with United Way, and they'll mentor them through it. And it's a really great leadership training ground for different people on the team who want to be involved. It's simple. They keep it simple. It's impactful. They share some stories with your team about people who have benefited from United Way. So that is a great way for people to get started. There's also retirees can still donate. You don't have to be working to donate. Yes, so Joni's got a brochure here, and I love this phrase. It's don't retire from giving. It's because you're not working anymore. If you're able, there are ways to give directly to United Way. I mean, you can send in a check a month. I'm sure there's electronic ways to
absolutely
to set that
mm-hmm.
up.
Time,
as well.
Energy, effort, drive a car, whatever it is.
Volunteerism, exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it doesn't always have to be money. It can be money, but mm-hmm. you can also volunteer your hours, whether you're working or not working. There's lots and lots of needs through United Way. And also the legacy giving, which we mentioned briefly before, that is another brochure. We've got a million of them. you know, you can leave directions in your estate documents, your will, your trust, to leave money to United Way. And you can even, in that directive, you can say, I want to go through United Way, but I would like to fund this need. You know, women, abused women, or children.
Yeah, because United Way is not going anywhere.
Right.
So if you write something up in your will, it's going to a good place, because it's going to continue after. Because there's so many good people on Earth, and here in Brevard, that wants this to continue. Yeah.
So yes, you can do that. You can even make, you know, United Way a beneficiary of a life insurance policy that maybe you don't need anymore. There's lots of different ways, lots of great ideas, and
it's a great way to make an impact into the future.
And are you finding that the businesses are receptive to joining United Way and being part of it?
Yes. You know, Trina made a good point earlier. She didn't give when the business didn't have it available. And that's the number one reason people don't give to United Way. And our businesses here in Brevard County have been so generous and so receptive to inviting us in. But there may still be some out there that that haven't yet heard of us, or don't know how easy it is to become part of the United Way family. So we really do want
how
more
about
people.
The nursing facilities? Have you hit up like all the facilities, long-term care, extended care? Because I really haven't seen a lot of stuff in places that I've worked. So maybe I should bring that up with them too.
Please do. Yeah. Please do.
Do you still put like a little box with a lock on it that if somebody wants to just throw in a dollar or $2? Because I mean, nothing against Starbucks, but I do have an issue with people sometimes. I really don't have an issue with them because I love their coffee. But I'm just saying, some people will go there and buy three or four cups of coffee a week or day or whatever. But, you know, for $5 a day, think about what the impact of that have on people.
Yes.
Here in Brevard, if you just donated to United Way. Lynette, no offense to you, you do like Starbucks. But I'm just saying, you know, like my husband, bless his heart, he's been making the coffee for the 28 years we've been married. We drink a cup of coffee at home, and it costs less than 50 cents. And he always brings this to my attention, and he'll say, yeah, you could go out and buy it, but why waste $6? You could invest that $6 in your children, your home. You could invest it in a charity, whatever it is. And so many people just don't think about it when they're giving away that. So how do we get people to think like that outside of the box? Well, and make the coffee at home if you have to.
I think, you know, one of the things that really brings it home to people is when they see who is getting served by their giving. And that's a hard thing to get out to the world. If your company is involved, you'll get the video. They do an annual video. Mm-hmm. And I think you can get a lot of information and see some of the impact on the website itself, uwbrevard.org.
Yes.
There's videos of a family, you know, moms who have benefited from the programs and improved their lives and the lives of their children. And that's a generational change in a family's life. So I would encourage people to go to the site and look at the facts and see some of those videos and call up. And there are agencies you can tour and see the facilities that get funded by these programs and see the differences that you make.
Well, I mean, it's simple things, right? Because people want a return on the investment. They want to see where the money's going.
You mentioned what $5 a week. $5 a week will provide 4 months of quality day programs and life skill building for an adult with a disability. You give up one coffee a month, and that's what you're doing. That's how you invest in our community. It's so important.
Well, Meals on Wheels, you know, everybody loves the elderly. We live in a society where we do throw away the elderly sometimes, and I don't like it being a geriatric nurse. But after people are taken care of in a hospital and they've got their surgeries and they're home and they're weak and they can't get up to go to the refrigerator and cook, sure, they want somebody there in their corner. They can't afford a nursing assistant at $15 mm-hmm. to $20 an hour. But how important it is that $5 to put it towards a meal,
absolutely.
Right? And the other thing is to, Lynette, you and I could do something for United Way. Maybe I'll do, you know how I had my luncheon before for a different place? Mm-hmm. Maybe I could do a ladies' luncheon and have the proceeds go to United Way. I could very well cook some curry chicken and rice for that.
You know, we have an organization called Women United for women who give leadership gifts, and that would be a great, great opportunity for people to come and see what Women United is about. We talked about emerging leaders, and your food, although I have not had the opportunity to taste it, I hear it is amazing.
I have.
I look forward to an invitation. Hint.
You know, maybe I'll see. Maybe we'll do it at the Suntree Country Club. Well, no, we can't bring the curry chicken there. We'll have to do it at the house. We'll see. But I think our show today, you know, it's all about giving.
Yes.
And sometimes you feel so good when you give, whether it's your time, your energy, whatever it is. And I know, Lynette, you're probably thinking about this coffee thing that I just said, but you are in a situation at school where you could have an impact on so many students that come into your class and talk about United Way with them as well.
Absolutely. I would love the opportunity to have one of these dynamic ladies to come in and speak to my students. You know, in the community, we need to always think of us as an extended family, and learning, again, what the $5 differential could make for all of our students that are going into a form of health care, I think it would be a great opportunity, a great learning lesson.
Right, and if somebody wants to find some of the events that's coming up with United Way, where would they find it?
Right there on our website, uwbrevard.org.
Anything coming up that we should know about, a dress-up gala or anything like that? You know, a lot of ladies like to dress up and to show off and come into town with their friends and have a little drink or whatever. Even talking about a drink. You know, at the weddings, why doesn't United Way just put up a little bucket over there? How many people go to the bar and buy all this alcohol? They can just throw it one drink. You know, my daughter's wedding, my God, what we spent on the booze. I could have taken half of it for United Way, but
Cedar, we need you to come work for United Way.
No,
come
on. About it, you know,
grassroots fundraising,
you know,
right
at
here.
At every wedding should have a big sign that says, one drink for United Way. Aww. And I mean, think about it. You know, you see people who are drinking too much and excessively, now they have to wait to get into their cars. Maybe it'll give you, the cost of a drink at a wedding sometimes is $9 to $10.
Yeah.
You know? I think you all ought to look into that. Ask all the weddings.
You
and,
know,
and
Paul,
when I get back, I'll mention that.
So we have. Oh, Paul's given us 3 more minutes. Anything else, Ellen, that we'd like to talk about? Or Laura, that anybody who would like to talk and say something that you didn't, you forgot to talk about?
I just want to pitch one other event we're having at my office, which is we do this every year, and it's a blood drive that we do. It's promoted by a woman in town, Joanne Reagan, and it's called the Roz Shaw Memorial Blood Drive. We do that every year, and this year it's August 24th at our office on 1300 A1A in Satellite Beach, and we have two big red buses there all day long.
What date is it?
August 24th.
Oh, so people have time to put it on their schedule. And from what time?
8 to 5. 8 to 5, mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I think I saw that on Facebook. Yeah. I'm working. If I get off early, I'll try to make it.
It's real nice.
Yeah.
We have snacks and food. It's kind of a little social event as well. And it's really, you know, helping to meet a need in the community that comes and goes. And so that's something we like to participate in every year. And we're excited about that coming
up. Go ahead, Joni.
We have a $6.2 million goal for our 2019 campaign. We cannot reach that goal unless Brevard County comes out in force and continues to support United Way. So please do help Laura and her team and all of us at United Way make a difference in Brevard County, where we can change lives and strengthen our community. We can only do that with you. So thank you for this opportunity.
And how do we get those young people at their weddings to put a bucket?
I'll bring the next bucket.
Yeah, why not? I mean, my daughter had so much booze left over from her wedding. And then they brought it home to my garage. I'm like, I don't even drink this much booze. What am I going to do? So we had to return some. Thank God they were not open. But I was thinking about it. My husband said, don't you ever ask me to give them a lump sum of money anymore when I see all this booze. I said, no. You still might have to give a little bit. It's fine. But I have nothing against booze either.
Coffee or booze? Okay,
coffee
good.
Or booze?
Coffee,
anyway,
booze, and curry chicken.
But you know what? I'm going to make a pledge. If Lynette will help me, I will do a ladies' luncheon for United Way. I had no idea that I could actually make an impact. I thought I would do it through other organizations. And let's make a pitch for ABWA. We're going out of town in September. Yeah. Are you coming?
Not to this one, no. But American Business Women, Best Practices, Level 1.
Yeah, great, yeah, so, yeah. Yes. And I'm going to that event. Joni, maybe you should come too. It's in September. We're leaving on, I think we're going to be a Friday night. And Saturday we have something going on, and that's it. We'll have fun.
We'll make sure that all of this is posted on our website. All of the websites have been posted. Make sure that you check in for all of those events. And another great edition of Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. We'll see you next week here at 1 o'clock.
This is the Christian Voice of Brevard on WWBC 1510 AM.
And you're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, FM 94.7.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.